Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. May the force be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Dr. Ivan Meisner back on the show. Ivan is coming up on his 20th anniversary. How about that, folks, with us? Couldn't do without him. He's the galactic guru of networking. He's taught the world how to network professionally, and that is not even one little tiny bit hyperbole. Founder and chairman of BNI, Business Network International, BNI.com. He's a columnist for a number of outlets, author of so many books I can't see over the stack, including the new one, Who's in Your Room? He's our good friend Ivan. Welcome back.
Oh, it's always great to be on your show, Jim. Thanks.
It's good to have you back, as always. So remind us about the concept of Who's in Your Room.
Yeah, it's important to understand it, to understand what we're going to talk about next. Imagine you live your life in one room, and that one room has only one door. And that one door is an enter-only door. And when I talk to people and I say that, if you can imagine that, would you be more selective about the people that you had led into your life? And everyone always says, yeah, I'd be a lot more selective. Our argument with the book is that it really is more than a metaphor, because when people come into your life, their actions are all over your their fingerprints of their actions are all over your brain. And there's brain science to support this. Dr. Daniel Amen, we interviewed him for the book, and he said the things that people do get locked into your memory for the rest of
your brain is like your brain's like sticky paper in it. It sticks.
It really is. Yeah, I hadn't thought of it that way, but that's absolutely correct. And so you might be able to get someone out of your life, but they're still in your head. If they're still in your head, they're still in your room. Mm-hmm. And so the book is really about how do you screen people more effectively to come into your life, and how do you deal with the ones that are already there?
I may have told you that when I turned 40, I read the book Passages by Gail Sheehy, which made me, one of the main things she said in there made me say this to myself: going forward, I want more people and things in my life that make me happy, and I want to do away with people and things that make me unhappy. And I haven't been perfect in that, but I've been pretty conscientious about that. And consequently, many years later, I'm a pretty happy guy.
It really makes a difference on your happiness. I saw this recent meme on the internet. I love it. It says, I'm making some changes in the new year. If you don't hear from me, you're one of them.
I love that. Send it to me. Send that to me. I love that one. That's like, I got a plan, but you're not part of it.
That's exactly it.
That's funny. So how do we do this? How do we pull that off?
Well, you know, first of all, you've got to learn how to say no without sounding like a total jerk or even worse. And so we try to give some ideas for people on how do you say no, because we live in a culture where, particularly in business, business people want to try to help one another. You know, I'm in a network. I run a networking organization, so it's all about how can I help you. Mm-hmm. You and I, every time we get on the phone at some point on these interviews off air, we say, "Hey, how can I help you?
Right.
What can I do for you? What can you do for me?" And so there's a lot of people like that out there. Yet sometimes you can't say yes. And you have to learn where those parameters are, and you have to learn how to say no without being a jerk. And so we've got a lot of examples of how to do that. You want to hear a few?
Sure, absolutely.
Here's one of my favorites. If I say yes, I'm afraid I'd let you down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a powerful one, because it's an effective way to tell someone no. You know, the only reason no is that you don't think you could follow through. You don't have the bandwidth. You don't have the expertise. It's, It's not the kind of thing that you focus on. And people are surprised by that one, but they don't get upset by that because they don't want to be let down. A good follow-up to that is, let me refer you to someone more qualified. Let me suggest somebody who I think is a better fit to do what you're asking than I am, because I'm not a really
good fit. I've done that. I've done that.
Yeah.
I've said, you know what? I'm really not the best person for you, but I know who is. Contact this person.
And they appreciate that. I mean,
I've been asked to take a leadership position, and I said, you know, I don't think it's my turn. If you ask so and so, I think it's his turn, because I happen to know that.
Yeah.
And they would ask them, and he'd say, yeah, he was waiting on them to ask.
Yeah, perfect.
Hold on to that thought. I need your website quickly, please.
IvanMeisner.com is my blog site.
All right, so check it out, folks. 20 till, right back with the Galactic Guru of Network, Ivan Meisner.
That's right. Do it no matter what.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.